The pro-abortion organization Planned Parenthood has been trying to destroy the Hyde Amendment, which blocks tax-paid abortions, for years. As a provider of abortions, they would love to be able to get taxpayers to pay them to perform even more. The Democrats in the House of Representatives passed Speaker Pelosi's 1,815-page, $3 trillion bill to radically change America on Friday, May 15th. When a bill has 1,815 pages, it is almost impossible to grasp how many radical and dangerous things can be buried in it. This is part of a series of briefings on the Pelosi bill and the dangers it has for America. I will post all the briefings for you to share at Gingrich360.com/Pelosi bill. While disguised as the next COVID-19 stimulus package, it was really a bill to create a very different America with the $3 trillion as the lure to sweeten and to some extent hide the radicalism. The Pelosi bill is full of new ways to spend money, including cash handouts to illegal immigrants, allowing people in the country illegally to work, even with more than 20 million Americans unemployed, funding for tax-paid abortions, and handouts to state and local governments, along with a $130 billion tax break for the richest people in high-tax states and cities governed by Democrats. This episode will focus on the Democrats' insistence on dismantling the Hyde Amendment and ensuring taxpayer-funded abortion. Pelosi's $3 trillion bill was written strategically. It isn't just a Democratic far-left wish list. They aren't abolishing the police or guaranteeing reparations with this bill. But parts of it were written to lay the groundwork for plans that the majority of Americans oppose by easing the country into it. Nowhere is this better displayed than with what the bill does to the Hyde Amendment. The Hyde Amendment prevents taxpayer funds from being used to pay for abortions. America is very narrowly divided on whether abortion should be legal if it is not medically necessary, but there is wide agreement on other aspects of the issue. For instance, according to the Pew Research Center, only 27% of Americans think abortion should be legal in all cases. That number often falls into the teens when you rephrase the question asking if abortion should be legal in the third trimester. Similarly, only 12% of Americans think that abortion should be illegal no matter the circumstance. The Hyde Amendment is one of those areas of agreement in America and used to be in Congress. It was passed in 1974. Coming on the heels of Roe versus Wade, it did nothing to ban abortions, but it did not allow taxpayer funds to be used for abortions. This compromise kept abortion legal, but prevented pro-life taxpayers from being complicit in abortion because their tax dollars wouldn't fund it. The Hyde Amendment was extremely popular. It passed 312-93. Recent polling shows 57% of Americans still supported the Hyde Amendment, with only 36% opposed. Despite this agreement, the pro-abortion organization Planned Parenthood has been trying to destroy the Hyde Amendment for years. As a provider of abortions, they would love to be able to get taxpayers to pay for them to perform even more. In fact, you could make the case that because Planned Parenthood already receives taxpayer funding for many of the other services they provide, that their abortions are indirectly subsidized by taxpayers already. The original CARES Act, which was approved on a bipartisan basis, did not allocate money to Planned Parenthood. Speaker Pelosi's $3 trillion bill does, and crucially, does so without the Hyde Amendment protections in place. The precedent matters here. If Democrats can make it happen once, they'll claim that it's no harm to do it again. It's a slippery slope used as a strategy to repeal the Hyde Amendment over time, defying the wishes of the majority of the American people. The average American may be pro-life or pro-choice or something in between, but most Americans can agree that it's reasonable to ensure that the pro-life Americans don't have to fund a service against which they are morally opposed. It's a rare compromise in an otherwise extremely divided issue. The House Democrats want to push this historic compromise aside to get their way. But amidst this national pandemic, this is the time when compromise and bipartisanship matters the most. We should be making more legislation like the Hyde Amendment that puts the opinions of all Americans into practice, not just a small minority. There are a number of other radical provisions in the Pelosi $3 trillion bill, and we will get to them in a series of briefings. You can read them all at Gingrich360.com/PelosiBill.